You celebrated the Ulster final well. I think that was deserved. I think we all enjoyed it, even if we didn't get to Gweedore. But how important was it that you actually gave yourselves that release and you celebrated it well, maybe then got that out of the way and concentrated on this game coming up, the semi-final?
I think it was massive, to be honest with you. The way that the championship fell in Donegal this year, it was week on week. So I think we were eight weeks on the go. So obviously, you know, lads didn't get out or we didn't celebrate any victories there. And once we got into Ulster, we were keen to give a good account of ourselves. We hadn't done so in the past. So again, the games came thick and fast and, you know, it wasn't any commitment or we didn't say don't do this or don't do that. Our lads were just purely focused on the game. And I think, as you said, after the final whistle, it was just pure release because, you know, once you get to the semi-final, the final stage, you're maybe wondering, individually, you're thinking, can you win this? But we never discussed it as a group. And I think just after the final whistle, it was just sheer, the emotions were raw. And, you know, we were delighted. And going back to our own parish as Ulster Club Champs was massive. It was a massive achievement, probably the biggest in any of our career. So, like you said, I think those four things are important. We had a good few days, not alone for ourselves, but the whole parish was with us. And, you know, we had that time after to get our bodies back in shape and to be ready for the next challenge.
It must have given you great confidence as well, because I think it's fair to say that up until this year, especially in the provincial championship, as a club, you'd underachieved, whereas this year, it all clicked, it all came together.
Yeah, it's something we would have spoken about, honestly. I remember I won two championships, but it was delayed the first year, so we didn't get a chance to go into Ulster. But the second year, it was 2006, and we just took our eye off the ball. We thought we had achieved what we wanted to achieve. We played Cross McGlen. They beat us by 4 points. We were missing two of our highest scorers that day. After the game, we wondered what if. Had we trained properly? Had we committed properly? We had to wait 12 years to get back to that stage. And I think the older lads in the camp, once we won the county title, we sat down in the dressing room. The cup was there and we said, listen, boys, we're not finished. Do you know what I mean? We wanted to go up. We knew we were going to Belfast. We wanted to give a good account of ourselves. And I think once we got the first game over us, your eyes started open then.
And I suppose over the last couple of years, you've been through a bit of a journey. You tried your hand at management. You nearly walked away even as a player. But luckily you stayed on and luckily Mervyn came in. Talk to us about that journey and that process over the last couple of years when it could have gone very, very differently for you as a player and Gweedore as a club.
Yeah, definitely. Seriously lucky to be still here. After I finished playing with Donegal, I took the management job. I thought it was the right thing to do at the time. Looking back, probably I was a bit young. I was trying to maybe put some things in place that I thought should have been in place. It's a tough gig. It's a tough gig and I'll probably never do it again. It's not just as simple as putting a team out and trying to play the way you play. You're dealing with so much extra. It's unbelievable. And, you know, credit to anybody who manages any team at any level, because it's a big, big commitment. And then, like I said, I played on then and we knew we had this crop of players coming. We knew how good they were. And to be honest, our club at the time was probably toxic. You know, a lot of people tell you that. It was hard to get managers and players didn't commit. And I felt personally that maybe if an older few lads left, these young wave might come in. Because sometimes as a young player, you can be talented, but if you come into the wrong environment, you know, it mightn't go well for you. That was my thinking, so I left. And as you said, thankfully, Mervyn, his brother-in-law of mine, he came back and he asked me back. And, you know, to be honest, I went to the first game against Kilcare and I watched them and I was down the sideline and we're beat by a point and I was just thinking, you know, could I help in any way? And once you're back. It's, you know, it doesn't take you very long to get the hunger back and, you know, like I say, we're in dreamland here now.
Are you a lesson to other clubs that even if the atmosphere isn't great, you can turn it around, you can turn it around quickly as well?
Definitely. It's not, it's hard to put your finger, not that there was any major issues or major, nobody disliked each other. It was just the way we weren't really, probably with too many involved in the county. The county were going too well. We were getting them back too late. The club players then, because the county boys were coming back late, weren't committing as much as they should. I'm sure this happens in every club. And like you said, it's a lesson that, you know, once everybody rows in the one direction and just, you know, give us their all. That's all you're asking for. We never asked to win any titles. All we ask for is, at the end of the day, if we can walk away saying we gave it our best shot, that's all you can ask for.
You seem to be enjoying your time up in the forwards.
Yeah, definitely. It's a new position. Like, once I came back, obviously, my position was always half-back midfield. But, you know, I'm sure you know the young guys we have now and the engines they have. Once we played our first game around there, they took off. I couldn't stay with them, so there was only one place for me at that stage. But no, it's really enjoyable. It's something different. I feel as if I'm learning every day, to be honest, even though I'm playing for whatever 25 years or whatever it is. But it is, and it keeps you rejuvenated, you know.
It's put you on a collision course with Kieran Fitzgerald of Currafin, formerly of Galway. He's also here today at the AIB GAA Club Day. Has the whole thing become a bit more real? Are you kind of looking in, kind of trying to size him up? How's it going between you two here today?
So far, so good. Now, listen, I've known Kieran. We're just chatting there. I think the last time we're actually together was an All-Star trip in 2002, so we go way back. You know, he's a fantastic player and fantastic servant for Currafin, and like I told you earlier, you know, we'd be sitting probably at home on Paddy's Day watching these lads. You know, when you're saying fair play to Kieran Fitzgerald, he's still going, he's still fit, he's still as fit, as strong, and as good a footballer as ever. So, like, if we do cross paths next Saturday, you know, it'll be a lot. It won't be as friendly as we are here today, probably that, you know, but that's part of it.
Been a tough couple of weeks for the people of Gweedore, and you live right in the centre, of course. You've lost your teammate, Micheál, and that must be quite tough. And I guess when you go to play in the semi-final, you're kind of going wanting to win as always, but also going out to try and honour him as well.
Yeah, definitely. Suppose you hear these tragedies, but until it comes to your own doorstep, you know, it really rocked us there during the week. And, you know, Micheál Royce, he trained with us the Saturday before the accident, and he was due to be with us the next day as well training. But, you know, it's a massive blow for our community, but, you know, obviously the toughest blow is for his parents and his family. And, you know, all we can do is kind of be there for them as a community, as a team. And, you know, maybe we have an opportunity next weekend to bring a bit of light for an hour or two at least, you know. So but it's a pretty dark time, but it's tough for everybody involved, you know.
And I guess as well, it shows, you know, the power of community. Everyone has come together.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the GAA is so powerful in these situations. It's unbelievable. I know even from hearing from the families, that the amount of help and support they've got from the GAA, not on our own club, but our neighbouring clubs and clubs from outside as well. It's just, it helps you through, because, you know, I'm sure you're lost at that stage, but you're just looking for any kind of support at all.
I'm sure a huge crowd will go to this game from Gweedore, and you'll want every single one of them, won't you? You'll want them all screaming and shouting. You'll want them to get behind the team, as they have done all throughout this run.
Yeah, definitely. You know, football's everything in our parish. It always has been. And, you know, I know for a fact they're booked on Friday night, and some of them going down, and, you know, there'll be nobody left in the parish, but we really need them, because we're really up against it, if we're being honest. Like, Currafin are probably the best club team in Ireland the last 4 or 5 years. This is our first stint at it, so we're going to need all the help we can get.